What?
Somebody will say, it is half past 12. Somebody will say, half past 10. Somebody will say, so many, 24 hours. So the time is the same, one. But in one place, the time is the same. And our calculator, this time, as you are saying, this half past five time, he cannot make it half past eight. But he is half past eight or?
Yes, sir.
At the same time?
Yes.
See, if it is possible for an ordinary material thing like that, why it is not possible, God, the absolute, to become a child and a youth at the same time, simultaneously. Why is it not possible? Yeah. Your question is how God becomes child. You know, I answer you, God is child and youth at the same time. That is what.
Here. And as we, God is in children.
But not in Jesus. God is child. Hitler. And a youth, Hitler, at the same time. It is not that, I'm not saying that sun is within this sun. Sun is there in this thought.
But
the sun is different.
That means God can reveal himself in many different forms.
Yes. That is explained in the Veda of Dvaita. Of Dvaita means one. Dvaita means dress. But he's of Dvaita. He is one. Of Chuta. He's solid. Anadi. There's no beginning. Of Dvaita has to be anadi. Ananta Rubam. It is. He is the form. Advaita Yashyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusam. Purana means the oldest. Because everything has come from God. Then God must be oldest. If you have come from your father must be older than you. Your grandfather must be older than him. Similarly, if God is the original person, then he must be the oldest.
Who is Krishna, not the truth?
Huh?
Who is Krishna?
That is the truth.
Yeah. Or the one in blue. The other one?
Rather, he's conscious. Conscious. He's greater potential.
So it means Krishna, I mean, the living God.
God is always being.
He is in this world and not in another special place.
Another place. That is God.
Another place also.
Because you are sitting, you are not in your office, not your home. But God can be here and everywhere. That is God. That's why the sun is here and 10,000 miles away, that somebody. You say, yes, the sun is here. How is it possible? But it's fact. Try And with some kind of, you know,
love.
Where is the sun? Okay, yes, yes. How is that? At noon time, in your country, ask anyone, 5,000 miles away, 10,000 miles away, like that. Where is sun? Everyone says, it's in my head. How is that? So, if it is possible for material things, how much it is greatly possible for God, it is supreme. That is knowledge.
It's not having material construction.
No, that is the difference. Material form, you have got material construction. You cannot be simultaneously here and in your office.
Well, the material construction I mean is my body is materially constructed.
Yes.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yes.
And I was asking whether
God's body is not materially constructed. Your present body is materially constructed. Yes. That's why I say that you are covered by the material. You are not.
This is the material body.
They are suitable for my sins, but it is much.
And then, did he attempt to be photographed?
Why not?
Because he photographed here.
Yes.
And the photo is that.
Here,
I didn't understand.
The photo is already expressed. God appeared because it's of all parts. Because you cannot see God if you are happy. Therefore, he appears before you in such a form that you can see him. That's right. The whole world. You cannot see common sense. I mean, there is a man. He said, here is London, here is Germany, here is England. You can see it in your fingers. The map is made in such a way. Now it is possible to see the whole world on your head. Is it not? That God cannot make himself easily accessible to you by his mercy. Then what is his all mercy? If he appears to be visible by you, it is a fault on the part of God. He appears in a form so that you can see, you can render your God is anywhere. That's all right. But unless he appears before you in a form, how you can render your service? The main box is pushing a letter on the street.
The bottle, post office.
Huh?
A bottle, post office, all post office property.
No, the post office, practically, because they're putting a letter there, and it is going to the district.
Yes.
Similarly, if the post office gives you some facility to becoming a small post office, so why God is unable to become small so that you can render yourself? Why you say that he cannot? That is God is under your law. That is enough. And you say, oh, here is a small box. This cannot be pushed out. This pushed out is very big. Is that a very good argument? So if it is possible for the post office, why is it not possible for God to become just in the form you can handle? It's God's mercy. But he accepts everything. What is that? It's God's own body. Says, I have lost my hands everywhere. I've lost my eyes everywhere. I've lost my legs everywhere. Simply you have to catch. That is God's head. That is God's leg. It's like electricity is everywhere. The electricity on top. Catch the electricity. Simply God is everywhere. Simply you have to know the heart. How to catch his leg
at the time. So you just come to this.
Yes.
At least we are thinking something about God. But had we not tried ourselves, we would have not been here.
So I'm trying to understand. There's a big fan of God. Of what Tapa. That is explained preliminary in Bhagavad Gita, if I can understand. You can understand oneself.
What is the relationship of Jesus?
That is explained. Jesus is Son of God, he says, I'm Son of God. So, we are looking at Son of God.
Appears that you are going to consider certain spirits such as we have understood Krishna before, not now. Now we understand Krishna as God himself. Say a particular lesbian myself, I did not understand Krishna as God before. I took him just as a Christian state giver in the Christian tradition. So I took Krishna as well. Of the Christians in the Hindu religion. Now, this means now we are going to concentrate on Krishna himself. And will that also carry, you know, the all knowledge of the Hinduism and all these things as religion?
Good. Well, now I can insist upon it. To understand Krishna. And to understand Krishna means to understand everything. Both of understanding Krishna, you'll understand everything.
And does this mean that I have to understand, say, all about other, say like about the Shiva, about the Buddha, and all that?
Yeah, you understand Krishna. Just like, if you understand what it means, you can understand what it means for that.
Lord
Shiva is said in the Vedic language, just like Kar, Jugar. So what is this Jugar? It is me. Is it not? Is it not? Similarly, if the description of Lord Shiva is there in Vedic literature, even the part of the part of the Jesus and Juba, Mahitata Pritamati, he is old. Kira means milk. As it is combined with some sour chemical, it becomes car, sadi, juba. It has no other source. Similarly, when Lord the Supreme Law generates this material world, this finite Shiva. Therefore, just like sugar is milk, but milk is not good. Similarly, Lord Shiva is Krishna, but Krishna is not Krishna. Or Krishna is Lord Shiva, but Shiva is not Krishna. You can understand easily also that your body is your father's body, but you are not your father's body. So you can understand all this. If you can understand, Krishna is fully aware of him. Healthy person.
But the word Krishna got a particular meaning.
Yes,
the word Krishna
means all attractive. All attractive. When one becomes attractive, have you got any idea? What are the qualifications of the attractor? Now suppose you are president. The president comes here, everyone will stand up. Attraction. Why? What is it going to use?
Well, he has got some sort of a business in it, or greatness.
Yes, he has got some great power within the state. Yes. So power is one of the qualifications of attraction.
He's famous.
He's famous. That is the quality of attraction. He is not beautiful. But God is beautiful, that way that is attractive. A president may be president in his country, but he may not be a white man. But God is wise. God is fully wise. God is fully beautiful. God is fully strong. God is fully rich. God is fully renowned. It is God's creation. But you cannot see God personally here. Because the whole world. How does God exist? He has created, we are after a little more piece of land and fire. And God has created so many planetary systems, and He doesn't care for us. Let's see how much renunciation. If I create a small house like this, I become so much attached. I can sacrifice my whole life for this. But God has created this whole universe, Ananta Koti, Kinimanu universe. That's not that. That is for renunciation. So who can be more than God? A renounced person? Who can be richer person? Who can be powerful person? Asama, another name of God is Asama Ulla. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is better than him. That is called Asama Ulla. Who is better? Asama means equal. Some things, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Hinti Jasti Samanjaya. He's finding this Bhagavad Gita. Matta along with Parashuram, greater truth, Matta, Parashuram, Na Anyas, nothing else. Nothing else is greater or equal to Krishna. Then how Lord Shiva can be equal to Krishna? Nobody can. That is what. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is greater than him. God is great means that nobody is greater than him. So you have to find out who is that person who is greater than everyone. And that is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Parama means supreme. Ishara means controller. You are also controller. You know, if you are controlling your other system, some class. Is it not? So you are also. Everyone is also controller. But you are not absolute controller. I am controller. But I have one another controller over me. If you go on telling controller, 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 and you come to the supreme controller, then go. He controls everyone, but nobody controls him.
And is this the only time that a Krishna has revealed himself to man? From our present books we know when Krishna was born. And so we know that God, as Krishna, revealed himself to man. Was that the only time, or had he ever revealed himself before?
Before. Many, many times.
And after?
After also.
And how can
just we... Just like the sun rises just many, many times before my birth. And it will continue to rise after my death.
And after this, the...
I have simply a small fragment in this creative world. What is my identity? Say for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. But he gets from the history. 20,000 years ago, at the time of sunlight, set up bell. The sun was rising 20,000 years before my birth. And similarly, the sun will continue to stretch or rise 20,000 years after us. So God appears like that. He has got a particular time to appear in this universe. That is also stated in the Shastra. Sahasra Dhruva Padjantam Maharajat Brahmanam Shri. Everything is there in Shastra. You have simply to know it. Nothing is to be concocted or manufactured. Everything is there. All answers are there. Simply you have to find them.
Yes.
You have to make your poster and you find the answer. And you are working. Krishna said, when Krishna said to Arjuna that I spoke his philosophy to thank God some millions of years ago, then Arjuna inquired from Krishna, Krishna, you are my friend, you are born in a contemporary, how is that? How can I believe that he spoke to thank God millions and years ago? Krishna answered that both when you and me took birth many, many times, but you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. That's it. You cannot say what you had in your previous birth. That is giving it. But Krishna can say, many millions of births are appearing before. much less exactly a Trinity.
And how old was Krishna say?
Huh?
How old was Krishna said when he died?
He died at that day. Not died. Nobody died. He also do not die. Nobody died. So he left this world at the age of 125 years.
Yes, in the family.
Huh? Yes.
And was he, was it correct to go through family attachments in this world?
Yes. Is it correct that God should have family attachments in this world?
Why not? See, why God should be direct for his family attachments?
Well, taking into consideration that we are all his children,
yes.
Was it necessary for himself to have, say, a particular family as you are having a family because you are human beings? Mm. And he himself
is playing the part of a human being.
As you
could remember that. He's not a human being. But the foolish man takes him as a human being. I've already told you that God appears in a form so that we can transact with him, can drop with him, can mix with him. Unfortunately, as soon as he does so, I take him as one of us. That is explaining Bhagavad-gita. Abhijanandhi mana mūha. Mūha means the essence. Passes. They relied upon me because I play with them as human beings. Abhijananti mana mūha manasinca mahasita. Param bhava abhijananti. Without knowing the background of my thought. And when we accept Krishna as one of us, then we become mūha. That's ten. Because you have no full knowledge of Krishna. How is that full knowledge of Krishna? But by Godless mercy, he comes before us just like any human being. But at the same time, he keeps his position as God. Krishna, where you are, about the human society. He kept his position as God, but he played as a human being. Just like when he was a boy of 10 years old, he literally healed with the little finger of Krishna.
Till he is there.
Govardhan is.
Till he is there. Till
he is there. Till
he was just finger. How is it not taken like this?
So although you are playing at the same time, you kept his Raji power intact.
You got a forest just like a forest. When we go there, still you know some ladies are putting red mark here. Mm-hmm. When you go on the hill, just to put like this and they get red mark even now today. Even today, if you go to India, you'll find that place. A lot of mist is there in the forest.
So, God, although appears before us as a human being, he should not go in the knowledge of God. They know that he is playing a human being. That he is God. By his action, by his education, by his knowledge, by his beauty, by his richness, by his everything. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna. And this book, Bhagavad Gita, is read not by the Hindus and Indians, but all over the world. Very curious. Because it is knowledge given by God, then people are interested.
Some of the overall, the old man who are, would divert to some people from Madalimuddha. Primul se dă doar rimos la pani de jera Biblia. Primul poate să
dă... Da, e atât cu story about
that. Ah, nu mă poate să dă. It's a big story, nu?
Beginning to picture to me that God is being divided by mankind in one way or another. There are denominations combining God as one in three, the Trinity, they call it.
The humankind is divided among themselves.
They are dividing God.
No. Why the human being is dividing among them? Pure Africa and India, in America. See, why they are divided? Why they are divided? It's human fact.
So, could
you choose a part of your answer this? The human society, why they are dividing the human fact? That they are Asian, they are African, they are Europe, Europeans, why they divide?
Well, they divide.
Is it that?
What?
Somewhere they are dividing.
They are dividing.
So that is their thing. If they are rooted, they are divided. Therefore they divide God.
Hmm. And so that's why they
are divided. When one does not divide, only love others. And he says, without any division, that is knowledge. That is the
knowledge. If Krishna, the very, very, very God, the very, very, very God,
now, first of all, your answer is yes, but why God is divided? I can't think it's the case to divide.
That
is, there are four here divided. God is not divided.
I understood. But then your question is, in Krishna, the very, very God, human beings believe A. He is a believer, or not, but he knows there is one very, very God living God. Who knows?
Who knows? There is a God. Who knows?
Man.
Man.
But
there is a God, right? There must be God. That's why we are sitting in this room, we know this room has a provider. This house has a provider. We are in Africa, we know that the Africa is a property of the African people. There is a president. Simply, this whole universe, why there is not a president, can provide. What is difficult to understand? It is simply bigger. That's why this neighborhood is bigger than this room, and the US, this Nairobi city is bigger than this neighborhood. And the country, we are that Nairobi, it's only bigger, bigger, bigger. But in each and every this identity, there is a person, provider. So one night of this big, gigantic universe, there is a provider. Why not?
How can we deny it? That is God. And you cannot know him. But he said, I am a foreigner. I come to a country. I do not know what is your president. But I know. There must be a president. I became. Similarly, you may not know who is the proprietor of this universe. There must be a proprietor. That is the country. There must be. That is God's country. It is not necessary that I must have attended this event of Kenya. But I must know that there is a president. Similarly, it is not necessary that you have to meet God. But by your logical conclusion, you must know that there is God. Now if you become fortunate, then you can know him and see him personally. And if I get the facility, I can see your president and talk with him personally. Although, ordinarily, it is not possible. It requires some process to go through his territory, write his letter, and to work. But it is not impossible. Similarly, God is there. You can see him, you can talk with him, but you have to take the process. That process is Krishna
process. The most perplexing idea was, my question was based on how God came to have children.
Or is it not believed that we were created by God?
Where from this belief comes?
Well, it is the thing, it is part of what one comes to tell you how I can live, but where we came from,
yeah,
as human beings.
Yeah. That must be source.
Because the mind is in fact of water.
That is the idea. That is explained in Brahma, yes. Vedanta Sutra. When you inquire about Brahma, apart from the Vijnana, when a person becomes inquisitive to understand what is the absolute truth, the answer is immediately. Master Sadhana, the absolute truth is that. From me, everything can be managed. But the absolute truth is the father of everything. So that is natural conclusion. But just like my existence at the present moment is due to my father, and my father is crazy. So my father's existence. His power, see? So God resides inside the Supreme Power, that is God.
There must be somebody in the beginning.
Yes, otherwise how is it possible?
But it's difficult to know when was the beginning.
That we do not require.
But I see a human being.
Yes, God. You know surely that you have a grandfather, a great-grandfather. But you do not require to know when your great-grandfather was born.
No.
There is no need. But it's a fact that because you are, because your father is, because your grandfather is, there must be a great-grandfather. There is no need of when my great-grandfather was born. You need not waste your time, exactly.
But it's known when Krishna was born.
Yes, Krishna is born every day. Every day, that's how I explain. It's a time.
I stand living in the world with tyranny left here. They were the one of the
people, but do not say God is there. Say God is dead.
He's asking if God is descendant to on this planet.
We are all descendants. We are all sons of God.
Are we not going to be all the
original, we are spiritual stars. We are part and parcel of God. That part and parcel of God, a small spark of spirit, is changing body. Therefore, from the change of body, we are making history. God came, 1670, God died in 1970. The spiritual path is changing from body to body. As you have changed already in so many bodies, you have a little body like this, very good body. The body is not existing, but he has his body. That is an experience. You have the body, playing it very nicely. You can remember, but where is that body's body? So, from childhood, thought a boyhood body, now your body, youthhood body, you get an old body, the body is changing every moment. That is death. By chapter. Similarly, when this body will be finished, it is called death. But this body is finished, but you take another one. Just like you have wanted to tell. From babyhood body to childhood body, wife's body. Similarly, when this body is finished, you take another one. That is the aspiration of the soul. So the soul is the fact. By changing body, you're changing the so-called history. 1857 and 1977. This is the bodily history. Therefore, because Krishna has got no material body, therefore he is sure he has no past, present, and
future. Swamiji, if we say this way, that he was there and he was the children of God, then the world at present must be the different one. That means there might not be America, Africa, India or anything which could
and
be
there is no.
One place and then...
This is our creator. This earth actually tries to keep mind. Actually, originally, up to 5,000 years ago, the old planet was known as Atma. It is from this place. And it was bringing by one king, Ahutinaga, 5,000 years ago. Gradually, he was a separate.
Where is it possible? The Africans, Americans, the Indians, they are all children of the same God, or same God.
We are common home. The Sarasasas will see that way, that his wife came one home for the human being from this planet. We are all God's children. Everyone has got the right to live at the cost of God. So he has the right. So at that time there is a law. Let the city of passport, I need this time, let the city of city. Krishna consciousness is so nice. Simply you have to come to that knowledge. It's like India, I repeat. 20 years ago, there are no parties. How the Pakistan of time is existed? Divided. Similarly, the whole world was one. Gradually, you'll be right.
for want of Krishna consciousness. If you know Krishna, if you know that this planet is Krishna's, we are all Krishna's children, can you judge how Krishna's children? The animal is not ready to be, because of his father. The animal is breathing, living on the grass. So I have no right to kill him. If I curse, he's being a God's pride. God's just a fool. God has given him grass. God has given you grain. The animal does not take the grain. He takes his skin on you. God has allotted him like that. But here is grass. You take the grass and let the animal take the skin and live peacefully. Why are you going to eat the animal? This is God's consciousness. And because we are not God's consciousness, clear, that's what we are thinking. The animal said that for my eating. And the animal is thinking. But I am thinking me and that's whom we are bigger. Because that is the God consciousness. But I said, if you come to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Sana Sudhati Nasanthati Sama Sarvayati. That time you can see all living entities. Parts and parts of God, we are one. That is the vision at the phase of Brahma Bhutasthi. When you understand yourself, what you are. When you understand that you are not Africa, when you understand I am not India, when I understand that I am not this body, and that is mine, and pure soul, that is painful. That is not Brahma Buddha. Because the spirit of God is Brahma. The concept of life is body, the spirit of life. Jiva Buddha. I become this African, I become this Indian, I become this dog, I become this cat, I become this king. Like that. This is jiva. The idea of that is a black horse, here is a blue horse, and so on. But we are not concerned with the horse and cart. We are concerned with a human being, a spirit soul. That is perfect. That is pure self. Sarva-bhādhi-jini-mukham-bhattva-kena-nirmaham. When one is devoid of body, deity nature. These are all deities. I'm African, I'm Indian, I'm European, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian. These are all deities. So when you become free from all deity nature, then you're pure. And in that pure state you can understand what is God. The God is pure and you have become pure, you can understand. So we have to adopt the spirit visiting nature, method. Then we come to that spirit. And then anything.
Krishna is another name. Can one translate into the word Krishna? It's another name of God.
Yes.
What it is that?
Yes, it can be. See, God has many qualities. God is full of all qualities. So you select one quality. That's the name God is, in that way. It's all perfect because it comprehends all ideas, all ideas. So this is the perfect name of God. They said God is called Govardhan Dhari. Because he has the quality to live to Govardhanji, he's called Govardhanji. Or he's called Nandananda. The son of Maharajan. So what is that? The reason is that he appeared as son of Nanda Maharaj. That is called Nandananda. So all the names of God, they are defined according to his quality. But he has got all the qualities. So any name which is indicating to the quality of God, that is God's name. But this name, Krishna, is prime because it includes all the qualities. Suppose you left one, God said. Have you got any idea, God said? Do you know any name of God?
No.
What is that?
That is Mungu.
Huh?
Mungu.
Mungu. What is the meaning of this? Mungu.
God.
God, that Mungu, just like Krishna, there is meaning, all of that. What is this word meaning of Mungu?
Literal meaning.
Literal meaning.
Literal meaning.
Yes.
When there is Mungu, that means the Almighty God.
That's it. The God, because God has God, or power, that will call you Mungu. This is God's name, that's all that. God has got all that. He's almighty, all power. Therefore, he whom you mean is almighty, there's God's name.
Now you say,
we don't die.
Yeah.
Whatever we do. We don't die, is what you say. And why do we have... Why do we have to get this changing of body?
That is another question. This is right question. Actually, don't be quite okay. Don't be quiet. But we are put into certain conditions. We have to change our body. In the material life, we have to change both. Because we have both different desires, different consciousness. Now, why there is fight between one nation to another nation, one body to another body? Because they have got different consciousness. Is it not?
Yes.
I have got a consciousness, you have got another consciousness. If I don't agree with you, don't agree with me, and ultimately you fight. Similarly, because we have now come to this material world for enjoying this material world and a different consciousness, we are given different bodies. God is so kind. All right. In God. Just like a tiger. He wants to enjoy fresh blood. Angel. So God has given all that. He tells his body. He can enjoy. So God is very kind. As he wants to enjoy differently, he gives us one body. Therefore, we have to withdraw all these desires. We have to simply desire God for Krishna. That is the heart of God. Yes.
Has that been proved?
Yes.
How?
Yes.
How is it proved? That people don't die and...
I already have said that you have changed your childhood body. There's no that body is gone. You cannot find out where is that body. But you know that you are a child in a different body. Therefore you are eternal, although your body is God.
But from a childhood to where I am in the moment, I changed when I was seeing almost. But then,
the body is no longer existing, but still you are seeing. Therefore you are eternal.
But the most surprising thing is the change that comes all of a sudden to an individual, and then the body is...
That is what we call the law. You do not know the law, how it is changing, how it is transforming. That is your ignorance. But it is taking place, that's a fact. Because your ignorance affects the process. That is not your knowledge. You should know how it is being changed. Similarly, just like you are in now this sankar core, and you go at home, like this, it ends like this. Now you are in this apartment, and you go another apartment. Does that mean that you are finished? You are somewhere. Similarly, when you give up this body, you will take another body. One may not know what kind of body you are taking, but you have taken the body. Exactly, that's right. You go from this apartment, boom. It is a fact that you have gone to another apartment. But I may not know from which apartment you have gone. But this is a fact that you must have gone to another apartment.
Unless one has got a total spiritual knowledge, or say...
Okay, this is not very advanced knowledge.
Yes.
You were in the apartment of a small body. Now you are in a divine body.
It is just like learning the children of, say, that form. What clothes you are putting on, you cannot recall now.
Yes.
Because it changed so many
years. But if you are a child, that's a fact. Yes. Similarly, you may not recall what you were in your previous body. But you were, that's a fact.
If I go back to, another question, you said something. I want to call it there. The world about 5,000 years ago, the world was one. Or people were
ruled by one king. That you can understand from history, Mahabharata. The history is there. There is a history called by the name Mahabharata. Maha means greater. Bharat means this planet. Then you can understand from that book. There is a history. There is Purana. You can understand. As you understand history by reading history. Similarly, you can understand all these things by reading all these books.
And even if I don't try to refer to history, because it is confusing, I forget to be the Bible, by this religion, about God or the Son.
That is your selection. But, Bible, maybe 2,000 years old. But before 2,000 years, what was this situation? He cannot say. He cannot say that before 2,000 years there was no existence of the human system. That he cannot say. So if the human society is still there, so what was their religion? What they were doing? That must be some history. And that history is Mahavan.
Now, who is classified by that what it is called Krishna, and when this started?
Well, it is never started. Krishna is always, the classification is always.
The world was there, amen.
But you can say, since the material world was started, this classification started. The material world means it has got a death of starting. But before this starting of material world, the spiritual world was there. to say, you are now constructing African state, but that does not mean Africa did not exist before construction was. Africa is still existing before your independence, before your calling this name or that name.
And then, what is the purpose of man living in this world?
That I will explain, because he wanted to enjoy the common species of life. In our country, there are tigers, there are lions, there are elephants, and you are there, we are here, we have got a divine purpose. Because I come here, it's a divine purpose.
Yes, but this
I come also to Africa. But my purpose is different. And the lion is also here in Africa, but his purpose is different.
Well, I think that in that way I put my question in the different field.
Because you have got a certain type of desire here, sent here.
But let's say from the God's point of view, what is the purpose of man to live in this world?
Because he wanted to live here. God is so kind. Just like the father, his one son is in India, his one son is back home. But father does not like it. Father is saying, Lord, all you are doing this, I don't like it. This is happening. Similarly, you are all sons of God. He likes it. All right. The father, if you do it, enjoy it.
But is this the will of God? That man should live in this world in this
world. God does not say that you live in this world. God comes here rather to call you back to home. Don't live in this world, you are always suffering. Please come to me. Serve the man, please serve the mommy, come serve me. God does not like that you should be here.
But even the rich people are dying, you are not suffering. What sort of suffering are you referring to? Or what suffering are you referring to?
Rich people do not suffer.
The rich people?
Your idea that these rich people do not suffer?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
No, everyone suffers. Yes, the rich are poor, and the animals are man, and the jungle, and everyone suffers.
Suffering could be different.
Suffering is the meaning of this material world.
I see.
You may suffer in one way, I may suffer in another way. But nobody is free from suffering. That's the fact.
Well, I refer to the common suffering by the most people when...
The common suffering is birth, death, old age and disease. The animal is suffering from this. You are suffering from this, I am suffering from this, he is suffering from this, birth, death, old age and disease. When this can be, these four problems will be solved by scientific advancement, then he has gained something, but that is not possible. He cannot stop birth, he cannot stop death, he cannot stop disease, he cannot stop old age.
That is everything.
That is your problem.
Anyway.
It may be manifested in different. Just like you have got some disease, but symptoms are different. Sometimes you think that my thing is there, sometimes he feels somewhere. But disease is one. Similarly, here, the material disease is birth, death, old age, and but they always are busy. So these four miserable conditions are manifested in different ways. So when you come here, when you become purified from this material consciousness, then you become again pure original position. Never dies, never tastes bad.
There's a state free from the suffering?
Huh?
There's a state free from the suffering?
Yes, that is Krishna consciousness. As you become perfected as the perfected, then you are free from all these things. Sarva-vādi-vinim-muttam-tat-parat-te-ranim-mala. It becomes purified.
But still, when we become, say, Krishna consciousness, well, I understand that suppose we feel as if we are this God. We realize Him. And we feel happiness, we find it all, suffering, everything. But still our body, physical body, it still remains old or it grows old.
That's right, but you are not this body.
Yeah, when we understand that body.
Yes, you are not growing old.
Yes.
That is the answer.
But let me say that
so long you are identifying with this body. You are thinking of Africa and America.
Everything goes wrong.
If you are completely in understanding that I am not this body, then you are no longer African, no one Indian, no one Hindu, no one Muslim. You are spirit soul, all Brahma has been. I'm Brahma. And as soon as you come to that state, Brahma will be the present. Immediately, you are just. Thank you. We are touching after joy. Aye. So that is it. To be purified. Sarva-vādi vinirmuttam tat paratena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikena sirvanam bhakti. As soon as you are purified, free from all disease. Our at the present moment the disease means feeling and identifying with my dizziness. That is my disease. I'm thinking I'm Indian. Somebody is thinking that he is Hindu. Somebody is thinking that he is European. Somebody is African, Asia. But these are all designations. So actually when we become designation free, then it's called Brahma Bhuta. And that is the stage of Ananda. Ananda, earth, pleasure. Ananda Maya Vyasa, every living entity, a God, is Ananda. Just can you see Krishna's picture, Ananda. He's in the eye. Here is the picture. He's in the eye. He's playing flute with the company of Sivaji Dharanani. He's in the eye. He's a young man. This is the real form of God, Ananda. God hasn't got to till the ground for anything and make any business or any profit. He can get also the same position along with God. He can go to Krishna also, dance his thing, enjoy his thing. Ānanda-maya bhyāsa. By nature, God and the living entities are joyful. So unless you come to that position of joyfulness, you must know that if you are diseased, you cannot enjoy life. If you are suffering from fever, I may offer you very nice palatable dishes. You cannot enjoy it. Similarly, so long you are not in that ānanda-maya position, you cannot enjoy life. Sukham ātam sitam jyatat patindriya vyāyam. That is said in the Bible. The highest standard of happiness can be enjoyed by your spiritual senses, not by this blunt material senses. So you have to purify from this blunt material condition.
static and severe, just like when you are free from human condition. You can engage, you know, then pushta, so nice, Narendra. So here, we are not enjoying, we are trying to enjoy. Because we have got the enjoying spirit, but due to our disease condition, we are not enjoying. Everything is detestable, confused, frustrated. But we are by nature joyful. Therefore we are trying to see where is enjoying, praising. But I'm keeping myself in disease condition. How can you? So one has to be free from the disease condition, a very kind. Very simple concept. To make people free from the disease condition of life.
Okay. I think you still allow me to say that I haven't got a clear answer to the question I was aiming to ask you. See, the thing is that taking the path to God is great, and he can do anything that he wants.
Yeah.
Now, my question was this. We see that we are born in this world, we die, and we come up through reincarnation and all these things. And when we are here, we have got different, we are not all equal, some are great, some are poor.
Yes, how many disease families have arrived?
Now, my real question is this. God could say that there is no question of a soul to be born into the world, material and all these things. And so, if he didn't do that, we have got this process of protection of human being, process and all these things. What is the purpose of God? Not making us live the prayer.
The purpose of God is that we enjoy.
And suppose I'm not enjoying.
But you do not. You do not lie. Let's say God says, Sarvadharma Alparitajya Maam Ekaam Saranam Vajo. But you do not do that.
Does it mean that there is no enjoyment?
That's what the God was that you enjoy. But he says, that's why the Father says, the Son, that's why you are suffering. Come to me. I shall give you all protection. But the Son does not do it. So what the Father will do?
With his free will.
Yes. God can do it by force, but he does not do it. Otherwise, what is the meaning of free will? He has given you free will. All God is free, therefore you are part and parcel of God. Therefore you have got free will. And if you are killed with that free will, then what is your wealth? Then you become stone.
And then is it true that some people are born lucky and some are born unlucky?
Lucky means that you are here. And we are sitting somewhere, somebody is income with 100, somebody is 1,000, somebody is that. He has made his fortune, but that means he has got nothing to do with that. He has worked hard, he has got his fortune. That's why you are a big ambition. Now you are trying to develop in your country. So he will be also as rich as the Europeans are. That will depend on your work. So these work, varieties of work, will not solve your material question. Past, death, old age and disease. You'll never be happy. That is the position. You may be as rich as the Americans or the Europeans, but that does not mean you'll be free from all disturbances. Therefore, in our philosophy, these are simply waste of time. Just like the British Empire was created, they are Britons, they are being ruled by the British, India was being ruled by the British. They thought they had created a very nice situation. But how you, they simply wasted their time. Where is that British Empire? Not why we're standing now. And, what is that, the Lord? Statue.
St. James Park.
St. James Park. As a stone statue. But you might have taken the bite of a dog. What is that in heaven?
Nothing.
Nothing.
About the dead dog.
A treasure. Let me give out a big statue and a park. Then somewhere.
Then we know that only God has got no beginning and no end. What is the beginning of mankind?
What is the beginning of mankind?
You say, let me take my own self.
Well, yeah, the beginning is a creation. When the material world was created, your body was also created.
And what is my beginning?
That you may know. I cannot say.
Could be anything. That you were existing in. Could be any form.
And what business I got to, what is the beginning?
Yes, and I'm asking myself because I don't know what is my
beginning. Beginning? You got somebody. There are 8,400,000 species of body. So you have taken your beginning in any form of this body, and you are enjoying this material life.
And how many incarnations do I need to...
That is not me. Unless you come to Krishna consciousness, these processes involved. Unmuted. If you want to stop this, you will get birth and death. Then you understand Krishna. Like I just said in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma mati bham jirjana ki tattata. Tatta diham punar janma naiti. One understands things again. He only does not take birth again after quitting this world. Then why does he go? Is he finished? No. Mama, you see, he comes to me. So you have to finish this business of repeated birth and death in millions and trillions of cities of life by Krishna consciousness, by understanding Krishna. Then your life is perfect. However, it is a spoiling your life.
If by understanding Krishna, then I don't need to be born again.
Yes.
Is it true that those people, all those beings, who depart as angels, are the ones who have understood Krishna or what?
Yes, that is correct.
Angels?
Yes. They are not angels. They are not. They are not their spiritual form. And they enjoy. Krishna says, Mama, it is. Mama, he comes to me. Then he enjoys his Krishna. That's why Krishna is playing with his cowboy boys, his gopis and so on. Yes, but he's paraphernalia. Yeah?
And what work do they do, says angels? What work do they do?
What work the angels do?
Angels are like you. They are little enjoying it better. Just like Europeans. They may enjoy it better. It's with a material life, a nice dress, a nice form. That's all. They are like that. But it is not that they are free from birth, old age and disease.
He was asking that when we become liberated from, when we go to Krishna, do we become...
No, he was asking angels.
We become angels if we go
to Krishna. The angel is just like here. A beautiful man is called angel. But that does not mean he does not die. Or he does not suffer.
Angel is the accepted sense of the soul. Something superior to mankind.
Yes, very superior. Many. In our planetary system, there are many superior beings. They are living 10,000 of years. Just like you are living 100 of years, and the ant is living, say, 4 hours. So you are superior to the ant.
Angels are not eternal
form. No. Either you die after 100 years, or 100 million of years. You die. Then you are eternal life. Brahma dies, you cannot calculate even in one day. Sahasra yuga patyantam arahajyat brahmano gidu. Sahasra yuga. 43 lakh, 4,300. Sub-years. 100,000 sub-years. As they multiply it by 1,000, that becomes Brahma's 12 lakh. So another Keva, that he was living for almost one day. And similarly, he was 30 days, similarly, 12 months. In this way, he lives also 100 years. He is 100 years, here 100 years different. But he also dies, he also dies.
And at one time you were calling his wife die. You are talking about
dying,
changing. Change now, of body. Is it his will that we all, I mean, Krishna, sorry, Krishna, is it his will that we die or we are bad things or we wound and have diseases?
Yes, it is by the will of Krishna.
And why?
And why? Because he wanted it, that's all it is. He wanted to be my hand. Krishna has given you the body of health.
Is he not kind?
Huh? He is kind, because he wants it and he gives it. He is very kind.
No, but if it is his will to bring the disease upon man...
No. He wanted a life which is full of these miserable conditions. Birth, death, old age and disease.
And is he going to finish everybody, I mean, through death?
He is not death. Death is not the solution. The solution is, he becomes Krishna conscious. He jnana sitattva. No, he knows Krishna. He knows Krishna. That is all. That everyone is there.
Yeah, but if he will man can get finished in the world?
That is not possible. Because everyone is not becoming Krishna conscious.
There could be many who desire to continue here. There could be many who desire.
Yes, many. You only like to. Otherwise, why is preaching Krishna to become Krishna conscious and not become? Why? They want to live here. And become kicked by this miserable condition of life. That is their desire. We are speaking everyone. That you become Krishna conscious, you try to understand Krishna, you are all powerless and strong. But they do not do it. So what Krishna will do?
But that means it then, by understanding Krishna, because you have got the same type of thing in similar thing in the Christianity, that those who accept...
So we don't say that Christianity or Hinduism. We say try to understand God. Understand it through Christianity or through Hinduism or any nonsense. We try to understand. If you can understand with that, we take that process of vision first. It doesn't matter. Whether you understand God through Mohammedanism or Christianism or Hinduism or Buddhism, it doesn't matter. You try to understand God. Then if you have understood God through your process of vision, then your religion is first class. Then otherwise, you are simply wasting your time.
Just
like so many businessmen there. Somebody is doing some kind of business, somebody is doing another kind of business. But the aim of business is to earn some money. So if one has not earned money and he has done business, what is he doing? He may do any business, but you have money. Pamela Policia, you have become police, then I can say you are successful business. It does not mean that you have to do this business or that business. Anyway, you do business, you earn some money, then you are successful. That makes you a calculation. Similarly, you accept any business, it doesn't matter. But you understand what is God. If you do not understand, then you are wasting your time. Under the stamp of so many leaders. And if you are serious to understand God, then to take such kind of reason which helps you to understand God. Very good.
Then you said about eating meat or killing animals. Now, is it then wrong to eat meat, or if it is wrong, is there any particular meat or particular animal that is prohibited to be eaten?
Yes. you are some creation of God. So, you have got your own food. The tiger has got his own food. If you offer a tiger a nice plate of fruits and vegetables, he won't touch it. Why? Because he has been allotted a certain type of food. Similarly, you have got a certain type of food to eat. If you violate the rule, then in this day, God's release, you become immediately. Clear?
That means that the other animals are good.
Yes. Your business, human being's business is to understand God, to become, to realize himself that he's servant of God. So, your business is to accept eating what God desires. Because that's why our position, we should stop our food. We eat something which is taken by, accepted by Krishna. So Krishna says that give me patram bhutvam phalam soyam, vegetables, fruits. So we offer Krishna grains, food, vegetables, and meat. If Krishna says that you give me meat, we shall offer meat and take it. But because we are Krishna conscious, we cannot take anything which is not eaten by Krishna. That is our problem. So we are no point to be vegetarian. But if you want to be Krishna conscious, you must take Krishna prasad.
Another question.
Another thing is that if you are God's son, if you know that every living is God's son, God's faith, Mamani Mahanthi Jiva Bhutta. Sarvajyoni Sikonte Sammahanti Mutala. Tathang Mahajani Brahma Ahanabhira Pudapita. He is the power of all living entities. That you see that every living entity is my brother. How can I cut throat of my brother? That is God consciousness. If you are really God conscious, if you think that God is the father of all beings, how you can say that he is not father of the cats and the dogs and the cows and the father of everyone? He is in different dress. Because you are in different dress. In black dress. Is it the right of the white man to cut your throat? No. The God conscious. I cannot see the real God conscious. He is in black dress, I am in white dress, but he is of the Son of God, I am of the Son of God. He is my brother. This is God conscious. This is lucky. Therefore I am treating somebody lower than me, somebody higher than me. This world of this Krishna conscious. This is like. Yes, I have not many Africans, my students, of course, Americans, Negroes. If you are reading, chanting, dancing, is it white boy? They have forgotten that he is black, and he has forgotten that he is white. Because they are not in the black form of the bodily concept of that. They are missing, there are so many young girls. They are missing, but there are no sex evidence. This is training to become Krishna conscious. Then everything comes to perfect. But as soon as you speak from the platform of bodily concept of life, there will be no adjustment. It is impossible. Forget. You may make United Nations an adjustment. The controversy and the differentiation will go on. The third part. This is the only solution, Krishna consciousness. Just try to understand. Those are intelligent. Political, social, religious, cultural, all services is included in this picture. Simply you have to try to understand it. How it is. So,
and what's the minimum qualification?
Child religious.
What?
Child religious.
All the time.
Not Almighty, simply Hare Krishna. Go on the street and chant Hare Krishna. We do. His body, you see, all is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Big. What is it doing here? You can bring it immediately, the problem. But you will not do it. What can I do? The process is not at all difficult. Anyone can do it. But he'll not do it. That is the discernment. So what can be done?
Yes, and clear process?
Yes. Process is very simple. And can be accepted by anyone. But they're not accepted.
Okay. Main thing is because they don't know it. Not convinced.
Yeah, that's why I say some people are trying to understand. Very good.
Yes, sir. I've got a question there. Actually, the fact is that our questions might be based on very low, status of the spiritual knowledge. And that's why sometimes you have to ask some fun questions.
Yes, you can go on asking. You are welcome. You are welcome to ask questions.
Taking the fact that we all live according to God's will, and generally you find that if you try to tell, say, we Africans, if you try to speak with our friends and try to introduce another understanding of God's existence, apart from what we probably have understood it from Christianity point of view.
Don't go any point of view. Try to understand God philosophically. Don't be guessing it. Again, become basic message.
Yes, my question was this now. What answer could you give to a person who asks you that what wrong a person might have done to make him be born deformed right from his mother's stomach? Okay. He didn't get accident during his early life and was born deformed because of the creeper or anything of the sort.
Well, that's wrong. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janjang bhapi smaral loki tadat tante kalevaram. At the time of death, what you are desiring, you get the body next.
And I think there's nobody who can desire to be crippled, so that they will be born again as a cripple.
Cripple may be due to father, mother, disease condition, that is
that. Suppose there was no disease.
Suppose there is a natural, nobody comes crippled. There are circumstances.
The child is born. Why not the disease of the parents
to the
sex for the
child? Because the child gets the body from the father and mother.
And who suffers?
Not
the parents,
it's the black. That's right. Right. They are can you understood that a white man's child is what? A black man's child is that. You know, they lead to this one.
If one dies and is born again, did you mean I lived in this world before?
Well, he may live in this world, in other worlds, there are so many worlds.
But does one know that he lived in the world?
Yes. The world is made of this matter. So anyone who lives, he lives in the matter. I can live in the water, or in the sky, or on the land. They are all matter. Earth, water, air, fire, wherever you live.
No, but I mean
in the matter.
I mean, does one experience the change? Flow of karma?
No, he forgets. He forgets. That is another gift of God. Suppose one has taken the birth of a home, and last birth you are the king. If he remembers that I was king, then it is, his life will be holy. Therefore he forgets.
But that is him.
Yes, God gives him this forgetfulness.
It means Krishna, Krishna has got a store of lives where he needed people to come back to the world as animals or...
No, they become according to the desire. Animal or man or demigod or there are 8,400,000 species of life. So as he desires, he gets the body.
But has he got a store to keep all these lives?
No, the store is this matter. Your desire develops his body.
Do you develop the music?
But if you have got store of rice, dal, atta, ghee, you can prepare so many food. So the store is this time very well. Heart, water, air, bath, ether. And from this store, he makes his own body. That's yes, all.
Do you develop immediately your material body or material so-and-so leave, or you stay for
some time? It takes a process. There's no more desire something. That is at the time of that. So you are transferred to the seminar of the father, a similar father, and inject the seminar in the womb of the mother. And the mother supplies the material, she develops the body. That is the problem.
So you mean
your desire, you move into the mental condition.
Yeah.
To take bath either as European or African or a cat or a dog or a human being or a demigod, that is your desire.
Suppose you hope all your fixings comes into effect.
That's your desire. You desire to have the body. So according to the body, you act. The body means your action.
So some people say that suppose somebody is doing, I mean, committing sins and all this, killing others or giving pain to others, this and that way. Then when he takes next birth, depends upon his present action.
Yes, but in time of death you get a desire, a mental condition, according to the acts you have done throughout your whole life.
Because desire can be a different thing, isn't it?
No, he does not desire. Generally desire, as you are accustomed to desire. Generally desire. And similarly, if you become accustomed to chant Hare Krishna, you desire Hare Krishna.
So according to your explanation is a conclusive evidence that man has not started from a particular soul which was at a standstill. But man is started from an unknown place.
The mind is flickering, so you change your mind, you change your body.
And where did this man come from? Because it's very funny, everything that we are,
how do you know where everything comes from?
Must have a beginning of
the things are there, the things are there, and they're all coming from God. That's all. You should understand like that. Then Mahatma said, everything is coming from God.
But I'm driving it. How did God do the performances of the first part? How did Krishna get the first person?
Krishna.
And then the reproduction.
Krishna.
Yes.
How did Krishna create the reproduction? Person. What was in the beginning, he said?
Beginning of Krishna. The Krishna is the beginning of everything.
Yes, and how did he get man into the world?
How did he get?
And human beings. Were they human beings before, or what was in their form before human beings?
Yes, before
that. Some people say that we are from...
No, always There are 8,400,000 species of life are there. Krishna creation is there. The 8,400,000 species of life also created. According to this living entity, they are in this creation, in this material, since time immemorial. So one creation is not only one creation. Creation is, but the material world is, it is created and again it is vanquished.
Five things were existing first. Could be say
no, nothing existed. Nothing existed. This the existed simply existing God. God was there. But then from his energy, so many things came.
It is we can say that say this book.
The volume of God is good. I am the author of this book. How he existed. So I have written this book.
Then it is God. Then God must be very wonderful.
He certainly is wonderful. He is God.
Because we are losing his shape from time to time in his performances. And we are failing to know how he has brought man around.
God, he means the form.
He says that God must be wonderful because we lose it, we cannot understand his form because sometimes we think in this manner.
Why you cannot understand? God, when God says, here I am. Why you cannot understand?
Well, I don't understand him because he hasn't revealed this to man when he created us. That's where my problem is, you see. Because, you know, we come from the mother, we are born and die.
We are part and parcel of God. Just like the sun. As soon as the sun is there, the sun time is there. The sun time is not created, another time. Try to understand.
Created.
Sun time is not created. As soon as there is sun, there is sun time. That means sun time is always in the sun. So you are part and parcel of God. God is existing everlastingly. You are also existing everlastingly. But this sunshine, when it is covered by cloud, it becomes dark. Similarly, when you are covered by Maya, it's what is God. That is the thing. Otherwise, you are existing with God. All of you. Therefore, you have no birth and death. Originally, as spirit soul. Your birth and death is due to this covering of matter. When you are covered by certain type of body, you think, I am this, I am Peter. Again, when you are covered by some other body, you think, I am this. You are thinking like that. But you are always different from this body. You are existing with God. But you are full of it. Forgetting God, you are thinking of Africa. I'm thinking of India. He's thinking of you. That you have to change. That is Krishna consciousness.
When I met the scientists last, they gave me a very perplexing idea.
What do they know?
From what I received.
What do they know? Why these are not the perplexing ideas?
Is what I told you, they gave me a perplexing idea.
Yes.
Because they told me, man came from the water, and man developed it from
the water. Yes.
That was made by God.
Then God comes to God. Nobody knew of the scientists, what does God can get?
I'm talking in terms of the origin of man, what the idea
that he made. But much there was reason. The creation process of creation is such a reason. And then there was air, then there was fire, then there was water, then there was earth. This is the process of creation.
And let me ask another question, as you said before.
Mm-hmm.
You said one is in, something in and out. in and without God, within and without. Which one of these is more valuable by Krishna?
He will be more valuable,
and
he says by Krishna, the one who is inside or the one who is
out? Without.
Without
and within. No, I mean now to me, if I'm within and without.
Within you are real, your real self, spirit. Therefore within, you are important.
We are within,
yes.
But Krishna is
Krishna is
both.
Yeah, yes.
He's both.
He's absolute. He's absolute. Therefore, he has no within and without. We are unity. We are now in the material world. Therefore, within and without. And when we become simply spirit, so then there is no within and without.
And then it's the time that the soul has to stay in the
so long as God to desire to enjoy this material world, yes, we can hear.
But what I mean when we die?
Huh? Without would you desire? That does not mean end of material life. We get another body, according to this.
But my question is this, how long do we stay before we come back again?
As soon as you take questions to answer.
There is no specific question of this way. Suppose we die.
Yes.
Now of course. Suppose he doesn't take another birth.
Again, he has to take birth.
He has to take birth.
Yes. So long he's desiring. He's dying with some desire. So he has to take birth.
If he has no desire.
He has no desire, means that he's Krishna Kansa.
But then after some time he can desire again. Then he can come.
Yes.
So that, but is there any schedule that one has to stay in the spiritual world before he's born?
Yes, is
it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, curtains, because the insects are coming. Yes. Curtains are coming. Desireless. Prabhupada is in Muktam. When you become desireless, that is your freedom. Desireless means not to desire to lord it over the material. Now we are desireless. How to lord it over the material? Somebody is trying to be a very good businessman, somebody is trying to be a minister, somebody is trying to this and that. Always they are being conducted by the desire. But that desire will be purified, that I shall simply serve God, the Krishna, then the Krishna. Otherwise you have to take that particular type of body to fulfill your desire.
That is the point, you know. And I'm in fact going to ask again a question.
Now, when are like right now coming?
When
Our pleasure begins higher, because physical training of the body, but we say you are not this body.
That's the main thing.
Yes, physical training of the body is helpful. You are helpful just to concentrate the mind. Nothing more than that. So what is the last question?
Yes, when you decided to train as a physician, I believe you knew that you are coming to meet different minds. In other words, I believe this this will and integrate the other way around. Now, what is your intention? Is it to teach us primary knowledge of this or semi-optimal?
So therefore there is training. We have got a defined mind. That a child has got a defined mind. But the teacher tells him to a certain type of thinking. He wants to play. The child wants to play. But the teacher tells him to study. The mind is changed. The child mind, when he comes to his school, he always thinking of playing. But teacher gradually trains him to read. When he learns, he sees another book, he sees another. So he may be the undefined mind, but he's a trainer. He'll get to education, he passes and then Jesus. That's all. You have to agree to take the training, that's all. Then everything will be all right. That is called initiation. Involuntarily, accept a person who will teach you. That is the question. That is the basic injunction. That began our thoughts of Guru Meva, we have said, in order to be trained up in the transcendental science, one must accept a bona fide teacher.
Is it? Should we be correct if we say that the name Krishna is the name that God is known to us?
So Krishna, I have already explained. Krishna is the name of God. Because Krishna is very word suggests all attract. If God is not all attractive, then how is God? If God is attractive to a certain class of man or a certain class of living entity, then how can be God? Therefore, this is the perfect name of God, all attractive.
Otherwise, you have got thousands of names.
Huh?
Otherwise, you have got thousands of names.
God has thousands and millions of men according to his quality.
Yes.
So he has got unlimited quality. Therefore he has got unlimited love. But this is the perfect love. Because he comprehends all equality. All attract. So
we will do the
Yes.